this, when he wrote that letter, was he writing it
to the city council in Wiley? And he, his purpose in writing the letter was to inquire about making some arrangement for care for the Macron lot in the Bethany Cemetery, where all his ancestors were buried. And it seems that he and his sister were the surviving members of the Macron family. And he wanted, before it was too late, to make arrangements for perpetual care for that lot. And that was his purpose in writing to the city council. But he reminisced
about it. Well, most people for a long time in Wiley were buried out in Bethany until they had the, not really that long. I don't guess.
It's much older than the other cemetery.
Yes.
Much older. Well, now I understand the Baptist Church was located near that cemetery. And you see, the Methodist Church was located where the new part of the Bethany Cemetery is now.
So they were close together then out there?
Not very.
Not like
too
now.
Too close, huh? Yeah. Very close.
I think my daddy's got a picture. Either after, right after it was moved, before, because I remember
it. We see, it was torn down and moved, the Methodist Church, I understand. The Baptist Church was rolled on logs to its present location. So that history says.
So when they moved it, was what you think it was? Moved the churches because Wiley was growing more,
yes,
and there's a need for the churches.
Yes.
And that could have been maybe the growth because of the railroad being a little closer.
I think so.
But you know, I have never thought about the main road being the one out there by the Donovan home.
This map is 1879, and it shows the main road to Louisville coming into this town like a dope. By Bethany like that.
Certainly makes sense. I would have never even thought of it. Because I don't think I knew, always knew, heard of that home as a Donovan home. But I was in there, so when the Clark family moved, you know, did a lot to that home, and I stayed there, so I probably would have never gone in that house had it not been for that.
Now, my mother told me that she was 15 when they moved up here to work, and they spent the first night they were up here in that home, and that Mr. Bill Donovan was living there because her father was hired to come up here to work for Mr. Donovan.
Is that why they came up here?
Oh, yes. That he was going to work for Mr. Donovan in his sawmill, and that they were invited to spend the night in the, what I call the Big Donovan house, the Bill Donovan house that you're talking
about. Yes.
And she said that there was still a sink in the backyard, and the tale went that when Sherman's army approached, they buried the piano there.
Heavens! Anybody ever dug it? Did they dig it up? I guess that
they dug it up.
That's where.
But Mama said you could still see the sink.
Where
they had buried the piano.
Was it supposed to have been a real fine home or?
Well, it was charming. Story and a half time. And I grieved when he burned down just like it. It was a personal loss. I was very fond of it because I had grown up, you know, to know who lived there and the stories connected with it.